So it was actually at his funeral service in December of 2015, and Becky, this girl who dated him, and she's known me since I was a kid, and she was there, and she was like, "You want to go to Europe?" She was like, "I think we need to go to Europe, just get away." And so after the school semester, like a week later, I was flying to Boston, and she planned the whole trip for us. Like, she got all our plane tickets and train tickets and where we're going here and there. And so I went with her. We just had backpacks, and we went over to Europe for like 3 weeks.
Okay.
And so we went a bunch of different places there. And while I was still in school teaching, and I knew I was going on this Europe trip, I planned a road trip. And so I planned first to go up to the West Coast because my dad and I lived in Seattle. So I drove up that way, and then I came down going through a bunch of the national parks and stuff. And I went camping with the dogs and explored and saw a lot of that.
Your dogs are great.
I know. Yeah. They're so cool. They really are. So I went up there and did that, and it was great because I saw, like, where we used to live and where we would walk and all this stuff. That was really meaningful. And so I did that, and then after that, my next plan, I was like, I don't want to be around for Thanksgiving because he died on Thanksgiving Day. And so I'm just like, I didn't care much for the food anyway. So I don't want to be anywhere where Thanksgiving celebrated. So I went with Becky again because they live up in New Hampshire, and we went to Quebec in Canada because it's a very European city. And me and her were both like, man, we miss Europe. And I looked it up, and we drove there. And then I took a train to Montreal, and so we were there on my dad's, like, 1 year death anniversary. Okay. And I spread some of his ashes in the St. Lawrence River. And then I went over to Montreal, which is, like, I think you would love it. And it's a very French-speaking city, but they also speak English because it's Canada. And my last night there before I left, and it was just me. Like, I took the train in, I walked all over the city. And my last night there, I just went into this bar, like, this dark, shadowy, like, pubby bar. And this this girl was just playing music. Oh, this girl, actually. I loved her. That's her. So I did that. And then, at this time, I didn't fly out to New Hampshire. I drove up because I've always wanted to see the fall foliage in the Northeast. It was just something I always wanted to do. And in my head at the time, I was only taking a year, and then I was going to start teaching this fall. Mm-hmm. That's not happening, but that's because of future plans and things change. And
that's good that things change and you allow yourself to grow. I mean, yeah. you have your teaching degree. You can teach whatever you want to.
Yeah, and I've taught, and, you know, I've proven to myself I can do it. And
this is probably giving you way better, like,
content
to be a teacher,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then in March, my lease was up. And when I signed my last lease before, it was just a few months after my dad died. And I said to myself, I'm moving next March. That's when my lease is up. I'm just moving then.
Yeah.
So I kept to that. And then when I left from here, all I knew was that I was going to head towards my mom's, you know.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, you know, I've never seen a Great Lake.
Okay, yeah.
In my life. And I hadn't seen some of those states and stuff either. So I was like, I'm going to go on this trip to, like, you know, so I'm not, like, bothering my mom for too long. And so I did, like, the Great Lakes, and now I've seen all of the Great Lakes.
That is amazing.
And I drove into Canada, and I went to Toronto, and I was in the UP, UP, Michigan. It's the Upper Peninsula.
Okay.
And that was pretty cool, meeting people from there, talking to them. The Great Lakes were, like, a lot of them were frozen over, and you just have, like, the water kind of underneath, and there was all this snow, and it was just the most peaceful thing ever. Because, like, I guess they get busy because they're, like, little seas. Like, you can't see the other ends of them.
Right.
They're huge. They're massive. And it was just cool because, like, it was snowy, and there weren't a lot of people there, but there's a lot of people there in the summer, and it was just so nice. And then I went to Chicago because I hadn't been to Chicago on my own ever an adult.
Yeah.
I saw the river dyed green. I saw a show. I saw a show of Irish music at House of Blues.
Oh my god!
I saw a Second City comedy show, and, like, Amy Poehler. So many SNL alums come from Second City. Tina Fey, a bunch of big names do.
Okay.
And it was so good, so funny. And I just, like, did a lot down there, saw all the architecture, and So that was like a highlight of that. And so like I finished that up and I went to my mom's, and then for my mom's 50th birthday, her and I went to Australia.
Oh, that's